Hey, sweetheart. It's nice to hear your voice. I sound tired? Well, I feel tired too. No, don't apologize. I was awake anyways, and I wanted to talk to you. I always want to talk to you. And you know what they say. Better late than never. Yeah, that was terrible. But you love me anyways. How was your day, love? That sounds fun. Sounds like you had a productive day. Well, I'm currently working on some reports. I know. I promise I'm almost done. Well, it's 1 in the morning. It's just a big project, and Adam is out sick with the flu. I know it's July, and yes, he was out sick for the last project, too. This is the third draft. I sent the first one out 3 days ago, but my boss has been out of town since God knows when until last night. And there were some glitches that needed to be worked through. I don't know, something with the coding? The code that Adam usually proofs because I don't actually have a programming degree. Whatever. It got worked through. It just took about 3 days too long. What do I have left tonight? Well, I have to finish up the report for the patched bugs and send that out to HR, but I'll schedule that email for the morning so that they don't yell at me for working so late. No, my boss doesn't care. My boss actually probably expects me to work like this, but HR has its own ideas for how employees should be worked. Well, you say OSHA standards, and I like to think guidelines. What is sleep? No, don't worry. I took a nap this afternoon. And? What do you mean, and? That's all. I'm fine. I'm just more caffeine than person right now, but I honestly think that's an improvement. No, really. Don't you think you would have preferred that 16-hour flight we took to Bali if it wasn't me and really just a giant cup of coffee? No? Well, I think I find that fantastic. I'm not saying that I would trade you in for a venti latte on a 10-hour road trip. It wouldn't be as good of company, but it would be delicious. Oh, you're delicious too, trust me. especially 8 hours into repeats of the Hamilton soundtrack and stops at Denny's along the way. That was a really nice trip, wasn't it? We should take another vacation there soon. I was thinking September, maybe? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that'll be after my transfer to the new department. Plus, you'll have a lot of vacation that you'll need to use around then. Come on. The leaves will be turning, we could rent a cabin again, maybe further in the woods, closer to the hiking trail. Ooh, with a hammock too, so we can take naps in the middle of the day. And we could go swimming in the falls if it's not too cold just yet. Bring a picnic basket and go apple picking. Yeah. We could stop and see your family along the way. It's been a while since we've been to them. I like your family. They're very extroverted. They're a bit much sometimes for my introvert sensibilities, but they're fun. And it has been a really long time. I'm sure they'd be ecstatic to see you. Won't your sister be due around then as well? If we plan it past her due date, then we could see the baby. We can visit my family closer to Christmas. No, I don't mind. We saw them sooner than we saw your parents, and they're a closer drive anyways. Your family is literally on the way to the campgrounds. I know it sounds like I'm just throwing this idea out there, and it probably doesn't help that I sound 2 seconds away from falling asleep at my desk, but I really mean it. We deserve a break, both of us. Yes, you can start looking for cabins, but maybe not tonight. It is late. I'm awake against my own judgment and willpower. You should sleep while you can. I appreciate your commitment to me, but seriously, only one of us needs to suffer tonight. No, I'm not going to kick you off the call. Not if you really want to stay. But I might continue working as we chat if that's all right. Good. Good. Why don't you tell me about your work? Is there anything new happening? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. Wow. Your office seems a lot more energetic than mine. And I'm glad you get along with your coworkers so well. Are you meeting up with them again soon? I know you get drinks with the people on your floor sometimes. Yeah, that does sound fun. I'm getting close, yes. What are you doing over there while I work, huh? Ooh, what games are you playing? You've been wanting to get to that one for a while. Do you think you'll finish it? Love, please go to bed. Now you're the one sounding tired, and I'd hate to have you on this phone for too much longer. You'll go to bed if I go to bed? Man, you drive a hard bargain, but I did just finish the report. Well, technically, there are about 4 more things on my track list I could get to tonight, but I would much rather make sure that you went to bed. And if I have to sleep to get that accomplished, then it's a worthy sacrifice. Yeah, I'll stay on the line until we're both asleep. Give me a second to change, okay, sweetheart? All right, I'm comfy. Are you comfy? Good. Good night, sweetheart. And thank you for keeping me company tonight.